Minister with responsibility for national reconciliation and ecclesiastical affairs, the Honorable Maxwell Charles, said his ministry is working along with a number of other ministries to provide the necessary support to persons affected by Monday's tragic accident. Minister Charles is also appealing to churches across the country to reserve a place in their programs for special prayers.
As a minister of reconciliation, what we normally do, we sometimes work along with other ministries. And we've noticed that the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of National Mobilization and Education are well into helping the victims. And we are going to work along with them. Because we normally do this. We normally work along with those ministries. In our ministry, we are associated with a lot of churches because it's ecclesiastical affairs. And we are already urging our ministers of religion to work with the families, and not only work with the families, but put programs in place in their churches. Already, ministers have been setting aside certain portions of their programs for special prayer for the families of those who died.
Minister Charles encouraged members of the public to join forces and pray for the nation during this difficult time.
Let's stick together as a nation. Let us pray together. Let us hold up each other's hands in prayer, supplication, because we are really going through a rough period. I didn't make it too fancy, but I went to the hospital and I saw some of the persons there, and I prayed with them. And last year, it was my constituency, Central Leeward, that bore the brunt of the floods. And now it's the Honorable Montgomery Daniel, this is his constituency. So we in Central Leeward know what it is, especially in the Buckhamet Cane Grove area. And we empathize with the people from that constituency in the Windward side.
Minister Charles also used the opportunity to express condolences to all the families and friends affected by Monday's tragedy.
My condolences and sympathy go out to the families of all those persons who have died. Sometimes it's hard to reconcile, it's hard to answer the question why. But as Christians, I think if we meditate together in prayer, if we keep close to our God, we may not be able to get the answers, but we'll understand it as the good old saying, it is sweet by and by. So let us continue to work together in this our hour of grief. These families were doing something that was routine, you know, sending your children to school in a minivan, routine and right. And here is it, that minutes after disaster struck. So I think at this point in time, we need to come together as a nation to support these families. Let us rid ourselves of all the political baggage. Let us rid ourselves of all the malice and just support the people. See wherever you can offer a hand.
Minister with responsibility for national reconciliation and ecclesiastical affairs, the Honorable Maxwell Charles. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.